Hello, I'm Dr. Elliot Cheville. I'm the director of the Headache Clinic in Johannesburg in South Africa, and my speciality is the diagnosis and treatment of migraine. This is the first in a series of talks in which I will reveal facts about migraine and migraine treatment that you've never heard before, and that are going to blow your mind. In this talk, I'll explain why your migraine treatment has failed and why you still suffer from migraine. And this will really shock you. You see, the main reason you still get migraine attacks is that your doctor actually has no idea what he or she is treating. And the reason your doctor has no idea what he or she is treating is because your doctor hasn't got the faintest idea as to where migraine pain comes from. And by this, I mean which part of your head migraine pain actually comes from. Even the most prominent migraine specialists have no idea where migraine pain comes from. Now, pain doesn't just happen. It has to come from somewhere. Let me explain. You have a severe stomach pain and go and see your doctor. Your doctor asks you some questions and takes your history, and then, of course, your doctor examines you. This is the important part. He or she feels your abdomen, listens with a stethoscope, taps here or there. Your doctor examines you to find out why your stomach hurts and where your stomach pain is coming from. You see, your doctor is well aware that stomach pain can be caused by many different things. Is it your appendix? Is it an ulcer? Or is it something else? And your doctor also knows that without a thorough examination of your abdomen, it's impossible to make an accurate diagnosis. And without an accurate diagnosis, it's of course impossible to decide upon the best treatment. And this is one of the most basic rules of medical practice. If you want to make an accurate diagnosis, you have to examine your patient. But now just compare this with when you go to your doctor or headache specialist because you get headaches. You tell your doctor your symptoms, and sitting across the desk from you, and without ever examining or even touching your head, your doctor tells you that you have migraine and proceeds to write a prescription for medication. This is where the problem lies. The problem is that, like with stomach pain, migraine pain can come from different places. But when your doctor makes a diagnosis of migraine, he or she has just given your symptoms a label, but that label doesn't tell him or her or you which part of your head is actually causing the pain or why. So, yes, your doctor has given your condition a name, migraine, but it doesn't help just to give your pain a name if the doctor actually doesn't know where your pain's coming from. Now, I know that frequently it feels as though the pain is on the inside, coming from the brain. But one thing you can be absolutely certain of is that migraine pain never, never, never comes from the brain. The head and neck is the most complex part of the human body, so there are many different structures that migraine pain can come from, such as muscles, blood vessels, nerves, tendons, and even sometimes from the skin. But because your doctor doesn't physically examine your head, he or she has no way of knowing which of these structures or combination of structures your pain's coming from. But you can't blame your doctor for not examining your head. The problem is that neither doctors nor headache specialists, usually neurologists, are ever taught at medical school that they must examine the patient's head to determine where the pain is coming from. Despite the fact that migraine is one of the most frequent causes of disability in the world, most medical syllabuses, including that of neurology, spend very little time on teaching about migraine or migraine pain management. And it's also not the fault of the medical schools. There's a body called the International Headache Society that lays down the rules for diagnosing headaches. And they have said that it's not necessary to examine headache sufferers to make a diagnosis of migraine. But they're dead wrong. It is necessary to examine the patient. Examine the patient is essential to an accurate diagnosis and successful treatment. For this reason, I developed a comprehensive headache and migraine diagnosis protocol that includes examination of the muscles, tendons, arteries, and nerves of the head and neck. And even the teeth can sometimes be involved. Without doing this thorough physical examination, it's impossible to accurately diagnose where the pain is coming from. And I repeat, only with an accurate diagnosis is one able to decide upon the best and most effective treatment. Because I'm able to accurately diagnose the source of each individual's pain, it's enabled me to develop highly successful breakthrough and drug-free treatments that target the source of each individual's pain. This is the single most important reason why we achieve such wonderful results at my clinic in Johannesburg, results that are unmatched anywhere else in the world. Just think back to all the consultations you've had over the years for migraine. Did any doctor or neurologist ever physically examine your head to try and find the source of your pain? Well, for the vast majority of the millions and millions of migraine sufferers all over the world, the answer is a resounding no. This is the main reason why you continue to suffer with migraine pain. Your doctor, apart from giving it a name, migraine, actually has no idea what he or she is treating. In the next few talks in this series, I'll discuss the different types of migraine drugs and explain why they so often don't help. And in subsequent talks, I'll give you insights into migraine triggers and I'll explain about some common migraine myths. To be sure you don't miss the next talk, please go to my website, drshevel.com, that is D-R-S for sugar, H-E-V-E-L.com. I repeat, D-R-S for sugar, H-E-V-E-L.com, and hit the subscribe button. And if you found this talk helpful or interesting, please share it with any other migraine sufferers you may think will benefit from understanding more about their condition. See you next time.